Welcome back. You're on QR Calgary. You're here with Dave and Faisal on More Than Money. Everybody says to me, I want to be in good health as I retire, right? I don't want to get through my working career and then get to the days where I've got some freedom and then I just can't do it. And you know what? It takes some work to do that.
Yeah. When you look in your house and you go to your place where you work out in your home, what kind of equipment do you have, Dave?
Well, I've got a number of things. Like I've got a treadmill, I've got a bike. So I got some cardio equipment.
Okay.
Then I've got some free weights, some dumbbells.
Okay.
And then I got some of those bands, those resistant bands.
Huh.
So good mix of stuff.
So you've got stuff that holds your laundry, keeps your doors open.
Come on. Did we have to go there? Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't get as used as frequently as it should. But when I look at it, I'm pretty happy to know, hey, if I really wanted to work out, I can.
Have you ever heard of the company Bowflex?
Mm-hmm.
I have a Bowflex in my house. That's how old my equipment is.
How's it working out for you?
Those are on video can see it's not working out so well. For those of you on radio, it's working great.
That's right.
I look fantastic.
I'm a ripped machine. That's right. Okay, let's go with that.
Okay, so figuring out, equipment and, what kind of, what you buy now, given the change in technology over the years and so forth, we've got Justin Slim. He's the owner-operator of Slim Fitness. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave, Faisal, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us, Justin. So let's talk a little bit about, there's lots of people that say they haven't been working out. They want to start working out. Let's maybe just start there because I'm pretty sure that, you shouldn't start lifting heavy weights day one if you haven't been lifting or doing any physical activity for 15 years. So let's start with where does somebody start if they're just trying to get back into it?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. And it's usually the question that I ask a lot of people that I chat with is, what is your current movement level? Now, I don't use the words like exercise or fitness anymore because movement can mean anything. It doesn't have to be lifting weights or running on a treadmill. It can be hiking, swimming, doing Tai Chi, dancing. Things that are going to keep us active in our older years is net positive. So any form of movement is a win. And I want to remind people of that right off the bat. Now, there's three typical questions that I like to ask people before they get started on a fitness program. Number one, and this is in order. So number one, is it safe? Is it something that I can easily get up and down off the machines? Is it something that I'm in zone 5 cardio the whole time? That is not safe. Things like that. So is it safe? The second question I would ask is it fun? Is it something that I'm going to enjoy showing up? So whether that's building a community, maybe it's a YouTube video that I really enjoy and like to watch. Maybe it's just the music or whatever. Is it fun? And then number three, is it showing signs of progress as measured by me? So as we get into the older years, is that just being able to keep up with the kids and the grandkids? Is it making sure that you can do those, Halong Peak or something like that, out to the mountains doing the hikes? It's really those three questions that I would start with before investing in any sort of fitness equipment.
So Justin, you kind of got an earful of what we have in our homes for equipment, and people are looking at now getting some equipment at home or maybe freshening up their home gyms and so forth. What are the top two things that people definitely need to have in their home gyms going forward?
Yeah, totally. And this is going to depend on budget. So I will say that the two must-have things are a set of dumbbells that can be adjustable and an adjustable bench. That's a great place to start. Now, if that's not in the budget, here's two other things that you have: your arms and your legs. Completely free. You can do squats, you can do push-ups, you can do chin-ups, right? So there are things that we have to ask ourselves before investing. So I would start body weight first, depending on your fitness level, using your arms and your legs. Then number two, if you can invest a little bit, dumbbells and a bench. And then if you have a little bit more of a budget, that's when I'd start to maybe go to some of those fitness places, ask some of the professionals. If you've got a physiotherapist in your life, then you can always talk to them as well because they know your movement patterns. They know where you could be benefiting from. And when we get into those higher budget things, Faisal, you mentioned the Bowflex earlier. It's a fantastic full body workout that you can get with a Bowflex machine. Things like that would be beneficial depending on the budget.
I think, Faisal, it's important, and Justin said it, there's, when you start, you don't have to have anything, right? You can go out for a walk. There's a bunch of stuff you can do just to get, and I like Justin's idea, just to get mobile, right? Just to get some movement and get walking. Push-ups, right? You can do the push-up challenge. You can do squats while you're brushing your teeth. There's all kinds of things you can do. And it's surprising. It's always surprising to me when I start back at a gym. So I take the summer off, I go golfing, and then I want to get back in the gym, which is a disastrous experience every year, but I don't fix it. You know, just the fact of doing body weight squats, my legs are so sore.
Yeah.
For the first week or two when I start. It's shocking that just that alone can make big progress.
Now, one thing, Justin, that we keep on hearing about is one of the biggest issues as people age is heart and cardiovascular. And we keep on hearing out there that people should have about a certain number of minutes or hours in a week of cardiovascular workouts where their heart rate reaches a certain level. Can you clear all the misunderstandings that are out there for a typical person and an average Canadian? What do they need as from a cardiovascular or a high heart rate workout for an average week?
Yeah, absolutely. So Health Canada's guidelines are anywhere from about 150 to 250 minutes per week of at least zone two cardio. Now, that was just a big wordy way of me saying that try to get between about 200 minutes, right? So if you think about it, a 60-minute workout, if you're doing a cardio, if you do that twice per week, great. You're at 120 minutes and then add in daily walks on top of that, that covers off your minutes right there. So I think when they hear that high number, it might be a little bit shocking to think 200 minutes, like I can't do that. Well, if you break it down, you've got 7 days in the week, maybe it's a 30-minute walk each day, boom, you're at your number right there. What is that? 210 minutes right there if you did a 30-minute walk every single day.
I think the zone two also gets, not everybody understands that. So Justin, how about helping us understand what does zone two mean when you get to a workout set?
Yeah. So zone two is basically the efforts, right? So zone one would be what you and I are doing right now. We're sitting, we're not doing much, we're just chatting. Zone two would be a gentle walk. So you're not huffing and puffing quite just yet, but your heart rate is just a little bit elevated from like not moving at all. Zone three is when you start to pick it up a little bit more. Maybe it's a gentle jog, maybe it's some hill walking, maybe it's where, yeah, you do have to speak about three or four words before you have to take your next breath. And then zone four is zone four and five. That's when you're doing, you know, high intensity, you're doing longer cardio runs, things like that. So zone two is really the kind of the where a lot of people should consider most of their energy being because it's low impact. I'm not saying don't avoid the zone four or five, you know, anywhere from about 10 to 30 minutes per week of that is also beneficial. So zone two is the best place to be, though, for a lot of people.
So zone two, nice, easy walk. Zone four, when Dave chases the ice cream truck. That's what it looks like. Just picture that in your head.
Only for 20 seconds. That's all I got in me. That's right. So, you know, I think those are good guidelines. And I think people are often shocked. Justin, you can comment on this just as we're wrapping it up here. But people are often shocked that when they just get out for a gentle walk, it doesn't feel like they're doing anything. They're not huffing and puffing. You know, it doesn't feel like a workout. And so sometimes, often, I think people just misunderstand that That's actually not beneficial, right? It's not doing anything. And that's really not true.
I think that that is the biggest disservice that we can do to our people who are entering retirement to say that walking is not a form of movement. I think that that does a disservice not only as fitness professionals, but also the self-care that we need to provide ourselves as we get into these older years. Being independent and being able to walk on your own is one of the greatest feats that people can do 55, 65, 75 plus. So I will encourage anybody who thinks that you're not doing a workout, please get walking. It is the most beneficial, not only for your mental health, for your physical health, your spiritual health, your community. All of that is beneficial when it comes to walking.
Justin, really quickly, before we have to get going here, there's a lot of people when they reach certain age, generally over the age of 50, sleep becomes a problem. They don't get enough hours. Now we're hearing you should get 8 to 12 hours. You should get whatever, 6 hours, or just let your body do what it does. But a lot of people don't get enough hours where they feel refreshed the next morning. From an exercise perspective, what would you suggest that people do?
Yeah, totally. So there's always four pillars of health that I like to remind people of. So there's sleep, movement, nutrition, and stress management. Those four are very important for our health. Sleep, I would put on top of more priority than movement itself. And so if you're finding trouble sleeping, I found the same thing. When I actually hit the age of 35, I stopped sleeping at night. But what I did is I actually changed the time that I did my workouts so that I could get better sleep. I talked to my doctor and I considered more supplements. For a time, I was also on sleep medication. I'm not anti-medication. I think it's important that if your doctor does recommend something like that, at least open that conversation. CPAP machines for people that may need it when they're sleeping. Maybe they're snoring and they need a CPAP machine. Don't avoid these things that can give you a good night's sleep, because sleep is the most important pillar in most people's health.
There you go. You've heard it from Justin Slim, owner and operator of Slim Fitness. Dave, we're going to be talking about health, of course, going forward, but it's going to be very important that we get more and more of these types of experts in. And so join us after the break when we start getting into the big topic that Dave really wants to do, cruising.
Yep, river cruises, ocean cruises. Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.